This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I want to talk about lessons we can learn from disaster preppers, you know, those guys and gals that live in the woods and hoard food and guns and, you know, have bunkers that are, atomic bomb proof and all that stuff. Some people think they're crazy. Some people think they've got a good point. Many people think that they don't want to spend the effort to do all that stuff, you know, but here's some of the lessons that we can learn from them. What would happen if you took a look at your law firm and you planned for some contingencies? Again, not being obsessive, not doomsday prepping, but contingencies. Let's say you have one website and you get all your business from Avvo, and Avvo changes the way they advertise, which they have, by the way, and now your leads have all dried up from Avvo and your business is going down the tubes. Well, if you thought a little bit ahead, you might have contingency plans, and that's really important because from what I've seen in all the marketing we've done for hundreds of attorneys is that no one marketing tactic works for everybody. I don't care what it is. Some people love Yelp. Some people hate Yelp. Some people love SEO and get tons of leads from their website. Some get none and think SEO is just a scam. Some love direct mail. Some people can't do it. You know, some hate it and think it's unethical. Some people love buying leads from online providers and they're kind of addicted to doing that. Some love referrals only, and they think that that's all they want to get, and any other kind of marketing is bad, and referral is the only thing that counts. It just kind of depends. But, you know, I've said this many, many times. What I've seen the best firms do is, and I'll make two points here. One is that they don't get leads just from one place. So the best firms out there, even small ones, you know, 1-2-3-man firms, they'll get, you know, they'll have a website. They'll do SEO. Maybe they'll have two websites. They'll have reviews on Google and Yelp, so they'll get some traction there. They may advertise with Avvo a little bit or at least have a free profile. They may do some pay-per-click. They may do some direct mail, radio. They have referral and follow-up systems. They may do speaking engagements, you know, a whole host of things. But the healthiest firms that I've talked to and the ones that really do well, that gross, you know, per attorney, 400, 500,000 and up, and it's definitely possible. The ones that do this, they have a diversified strategy to bring in clients. That's like having a 3- or 4- or 5-legged stool or table. One leg gets cut off, you know, Google changes its algorithm, you're okay, you're not dead in the water. Yelp takes away all your reviews for something or closes your account, you're not dead in the water. Avvo changes the way they advertise and now all of a sudden you're getting no business. You're not dead in the water. All these things can happen, and all these things are happening every day. I mean, there are thousands of attorneys that, you know, they depend solely on Google search, and Google changes the algorithm, and phones go silent. They're dead. You know, look at Trump's presidency right now. I've heard from many immigration attorneys that their business is not doing well because of, you know, the current president's policies. You know, whether you like them or not or disagree is immaterial. It's affecting their business. A lot of bankruptcy attorneys right now are having a terrible time. They're going into bankruptcy themselves. Leads have dried up. Bankruptcy filings are down. Courts have taken away almost any ability to make any money on bankruptcy cases. So, you know, it depends on your industry, but you got to be aware of these things and you got to prep. You got to doomsday prep a little bit. You got to think, all right, well, how many sources am I getting leads from? What would happen if overnight that lead source died or dried up or the rules got changed? What would I do? Would I be screwed? Or do I have contingency plans? So you got to look at that. Again, don't go crazy. Don't do 10 different things. But if you're doing one, do two. If you're doing two, do three. If you're doing three, do four. That's what I would do. And slowly diversify your base. Add more legs to the table that you're standing on to make it more stable, and you'll have a better practice by definition. You'll be more successful. You won't have to worry that, oh no, you know, my kids are supposed to go to college in a year. We got to start paying tuition for them and business is down. What do I do? You know, my wife or my husband wants to remodel the kitchen. or they want us to move into a bigger house, or, you know, move to another state, or whatever it is. We can't do it because money's dried up, you know? Or I do one practice area, and I want to expand to another one because I see a lot of opportunity there. I just can't afford it, you know? Let's say I do criminal defense, and I want to start taking on some PI cases, but I just can't afford to work on a case for a year and a half until I get paid. Even if I get paid 30 or 50 grand, I just can't do it. I don't have any financial fat. So this is what you should do, is take lessons from these crazy doomsday prepper people and doomsday prep your law firm just a little bit. So if you need any help doing this, if you need ideas, plans, insight into what works, you know, in which metro, what kind of marketing works versus doesn't, we have a lot of experience in this. We'd be glad to talk to you about it. Call us at 888-225-8594. Email me, Richard Jacobs. The email is rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. You could also go to the website, www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Best is to call or email, then we'll get back to you real quick. So have a great day, and hope this helps you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.